A song that could have summed up a lot of the weather last week that he was on. We were in the mid-30s or 90s Fahrenheit. Some broke records. And then it got a little cooler on the weekend and a little wildfire smoke, too, on Saturday, and cooler in the evenings. We went from overnight lows or 16, 17 down to some single digits on Saturday night across southern Saskatchewan. But we've had rain hit and miss here last evening, overnight, a little off and on through the day here. And this all ahead of another heat wave that's on its way. So to have a look at what's coming up and what's next, Environment Canada's David Phillips. Welcome, David.
Hey, Greg, nice to be with you. Hey, you're right. I did say that, and I'm so happy that you remembered that.
I Most always
don't
remember
any of our successes.
You have been successful at that, but yeah, a little cloudy today. However, the next heat wave is set to roll in. So how is this one setting up across Saskatchewan? Where is it coming from, and how long is it going to last?
Yeah, it's kind of this back and forth, up and down. I mean, I see, for example, a couple of days warmer than normal, and then my gosh, by just before the weekend, we see some rain coming in. Boy, that's the one common denominator across the province. It's been cool and hot. It's been cool hot, but boy, it's been dry, and we need some rains desperately, especially in the southwestern part of the province. And then we see, so come Friday, we see some. Hey, I love that periods of rain. I don't like showers. No, showers don't excite me. But to say periods of rain over multiple hours, especially in the southwest, is wow, it could be the million-dollar rain. And then, hey, guess what? Back on the weekend, sunny and warm. So I think this is kind of the character, the personality of the summer ahead. We're saying that, hey, July and August, Greg, look warmer than normal. I mean, it came so early. I thought, okay, your summer came in May. Yeah. 5 days in May where the temperature's above 30. In June, you didn't have any in Regina. Well, one got 29.9, and then you've had one in July. So, hey, the number of days above 30 is a little higher than normal, but most of that was because of May. So it was an early start. And so I think from a temperature point of view, you have nothing to complain about. But boy, except for in the Kindersley area, it's been pretty dry across the province.
Certainly hear that. Yeah. We hear that a lot from our farming community,
yeah,
for sure.
Oh, my God.
When you look across the country, it has been abnormally warm, has it not?
Greg, we did not see summer until we could smell it coming from the west. I mean, and we saw the brilliant sunrises and sunsets, but we weren't feeling it. And then all of a sudden it arrived about the first day of summer, which is very late for us. We have to go to June 21st before the first 30 days, and now people are complaining about too hot. And, well, some are, like me, it's just too hot. But, yes, you're right. So if you look and you stick a thermometer into Canada, it really has shown to be a warmer than normal, but kind of evened out. We've certainly seen it came early in the west. It's come later in the east. But everybody's had that kind of feeling of what summer can present.
David, you look after the weather stories every year, too. Have you been surprised by the amount of tornadoes, not only here in the Western Prairies, but elsewhere?
Well, not so much in Canada. You know, Brent, we have had, Greg, we've had 24 tornadoes in Canada so far. I mean, normally we get now, we still July, we still have them in August, and we can get them in September. But over half of them, almost half of them, have occurred in Saskatchewan. And most of those on one day, I think June the 2nd. So it really is. But, you know, with tornadoes, even people, farmers who are in drought situations, tornadoes can be kind of good news to them because at least they get some rain. Well, my gosh, these haven't brought much rain at all. So
yeah,
we do desperately need the rain, but hey, I've got my fingers crossed.
Well, your fingers crossed isn't enough, David. You forecasted the hot, dry weather. We need it bad, but not a lot coming right now. But hey, good catch-up, Mr. Phillips. I always appreciate you dropping by.
Okay, Greg, nice to be with you. Bye-bye now.
Well, it was a huge weekend for rock and roll fans. They started Friday night in Cardiff, Wales. 16 years in the making, Oasis got together again. Yes, the Gallagher brothers put aside their differences for a highly lucrative reunion tour, which is rolling across the UK and Ireland for the next few weeks, and it'll begin its North American leg August 24th in Toronto, but sold out 60,000 people to see them back on stage. And then, of course, It was Ozzy Osbourne, Black Sabbath, their final concert in Birmingham, England, the city where the band formed. This concert took place on Saturday night. It was a pretty triumphant return for Ozzy. He came out from beneath the stage in a chair that was a fancy bat wing throne. He sat in it and rose from the middle of the stage. Fans went nuts. It was a 10-hour long event. There were more than 45,000 fans in attendance, and it was also part of a broadcast on television. Now, Ozzy's vocals, as good as you would expect for a 76-year-old who's trying to fend off Parkinson's and other physical setbacks. Yeah, that was pretty emotional for Ozzy singing that one. And there were many they showed on the big screen as he sang that, just crying as he sang. And what a moment. All four original Black Sabbath members reunited for the first time in 20 years. He closed the concert, his five-song set, with this.
Comes our final song for ever. I just want to say to you on behalf of the guys in Black Sabbath and myself, your support over the years has made it all possible for us to live the lifestyle we live. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I love you. We love you.
Yeah, the crowd ate it up. There were a lot of rock and roll royalty acts that were there to be a part of this day. Metallica was there. Guns N' Roses, they all performed. Slayer. Steven Tyler of Aerosmith, he joined Ronnie Wood. And they covered Led Zeppelin. Doesn't sound like Steven Tyler's voice is as shot as he made it out to be when he said, I'm retiring. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? That's Steven Tyler, but Black Sabbath. Definitely going down in the Hall of Fame when it comes to rock and roll, and Ozzy right along with him. But he struggled a little, but at the same time, I was kind of impressed for 76 and having Parkinson's, how well he sounded. Well, it is the start of a brand new work week, and many on summer vacation with the kids or just juggling childcare to be at work. Or the kids are at home, and a little bit of a lousier day today, but certainly comfortable with temperature only topping out at around 21 degrees. But if you love the hot weather, that's coming back here gradually through tomorrow and midweek, and likely even the coming weekend for Country Thunder is going to be pretty hot too. Riders, of course, will return to the practice field after having a bye week. I watched a little of the game between Edmonton and Ottawa last night. Quarterback Drew Brown for Ottawa, he was back. He seemed like he was in pretty fine form. He threw over 300 yards, couple of TDs, but the punt return touchdowns killed Ottawa.
57-yard kick, take it just inside the 15. Pimpleton, look at this burst, straight up the middle. Khalil Pimpleton, one man to beat, and now is he going to go? They'll try to tack him down from behind. He's at the 30, over a man. And it's a house call the other way. Unreal stuff here at Kahnawake.
My buddy Dustin Nielsen, I don't know how he doesn't have, like a heart attack the way he gets into his call sometimes. But yeah, the final 39-33 for Edmonton. Edmonton now 1-3, Ottawa now 1-4. It was really weird though in the first half. Trey Ford was like 9-for-9. It was 22-3 for the Elks. And then all of a sudden they put Cody Fajardo in. And they did it again in the second half of the game. Like Fajardo was 4-for-4 at the end of the third quarter, but he had two and outs. It was just really bizarre and seemed to take away Edmonton's momentum in that first half. But that's how they did it anyhow. In baseball, the Jays continue to rock.
And another
won it with his bat yesterday and helped save it with his glove here today.
Whew, another sweep for the Jays. They swept the Yankees 4, and then Toronto completed the three-game sweep of the Angels yesterday by winning 3-2. So taking their eight-game win streak into Chicago today. Unfortunately, just awful news coming out of Central Texas, where forecasters had predicted a storm would be coming for Texas. But they didn't anticipate a dropping 4 months' worth of rain in a matter of hours. And you got to remember and understand that it is absolutely bone dry, searing hot, so nothing soaks into the ground this time of the year. And early Friday, the Guadalupe River north of San Antonio surged more than 26 feet, and roads were washed out, homes flooded, washed away, areas were cut off. More than 850 people have been rescued just in the first 36 hours. Many were found clinging to trees or whatever they could to stay alive. 82 people died across six counties, including 28 children and camp counselors in Kerr County alone, where 10 girls and one counselor from a kids' camp are still unaccounted for. And here's one mother and her little girl who wanted to share how one of her best friends is still missing from the camp, and it's heartbreaking to listen to.
I mean, it's unimaginable. And then, you know, they're still pulling people out of the river, and we don't even know to the extent of who we know that is has lost their lives.
My friend Nene was just so funny. I've been scrolling through videos and pictures on my mom's phone and watching it over and over again. Her dancing when she's excited. She was so nice, and I just miss her so much.
That's hard to listen to. And not far from that kids' camp, an RV park, where the owner said she tried to wake up people who were there spending the 4th of July at her campground.
Every single RV that was parked in here, it's gone. It was pitch black. Nobody knew exactly where they were. And it was just the water. It was crazy, and it was keep racing.
This morning, they're still sifting through piles of debris and vehicles. A local official said they're going to keep looking till everyone is found. But it's awful conditions they're working in to look for everyone, too. And it's unclear how many people are missing at this time, but just a horrible disaster in Central Texas. Big night for Shania Twain fans in concert in Moose Jaw, the Temple Garden Center. Over the weekend, she was parade marshal for the Calgary Stampede Parade and then performed there as well. And now in Moose Jaw tonight, Lindsay L. is another great Canadian act. She's also a member now of Shania's band. She's been in the role of lead guitarist for Shania since 2024, and she told Discover Moose Jaw the dual role tonight is going to be fun.
I'll be opening the show, and then I'll quickly have a wardrobe change and then go get on another guitar and walk out and play guitar in her band. And so it's going to be a very full night, but I'm so excited. The fact that I, you know, just get to do every, like all the aspects of what I love in music in one night is really, really cool.
That's Lindsay Allen, the band, and opening Shania's concert tonight. She's great. She's got lots of good tunes too. I just checked out the Temple Garden Center website for any last minute tickets. Now, earlier this morning, they dropped a few extras, some of the holdbacks, but if they're still there, they last I checked were coming in about $230 plus taxes and fees. So if you're a fan, there might still be a ticket available.
That don't impress me much.
No. Don't sell yourself short here, Shania. This is impressive. Her foundation splitting $25,000 between six different nonprofits in Moose Jaw ahead of the show tonight. Catherine Hepp is with Second Harvest to explain and joins me now. Welcome, Katie.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
So let's start there. What is Second Harvest?
Second Harvest is Canada's largest food rescue organization. So we rescue good-to-eat surplus food from food businesses all across the supply chain, and we redirect that food to local nonprofits providing incredible food security initiatives within their communities.
That's awesome. And how does this help the community of Moose Jaw then?
So the Shania Twain Foundation is donating $25,000 to support food rescue efforts in Moose Jaw. that funding is going to help Second Harvest provide thousands of pounds of rescued good-to-eat food to six incredible nonprofits in the community. And in a smaller center like Moose Jaw, that kind of support is really going to be felt there.
That's awesome. So the food bank, you'll distribute some to them and others, will you then?
Yeah, there's about six nonprofits that we work with in Moose Jaw, and that will go towards working directly with them to help them get more food to their program participants.
Were you surprised Shania Twain did this?
Yes, of course. I mean, it's incredible. She could have chosen to support anything, and she chose food rescue, and that kind of spotlight means so much to nonprofits doing the work every day, and we're truly grateful for that.
Katie Hepp is my guest from Second Harvest. Well, it's so cool that Shania Twain would do this in advance of her big show. I know it's practically sold up, but this is the kind of work that it's kind of cool to see superstars give back to communities. And she's a proud Canadian and has done this not just in Moose Jaw, but other centers I've heard too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, it's really incredible to have someone like Shania supporting our work. You know, that donation means we can immediately expand our reach and rescue even more good food. And so, you know, she's not just performing in these cities. She's really investing in them and making a real difference. And that's so wonderful.
Well, I thank you for enlightening us a little more about the whole program and how it's going to help Moose Jaw. And I wish you well with going forward. If my listeners want to help you out at any time, what do you expect them to do?
The best thing they can do is educate themselves. They can visit secondharvest.ca to learn more about what we do. And, you know, if you have surplus food, you know, give us a call and we'll help you find a home for it.
Cool. Thanks, Katie. I appreciate your time.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Also great of what Shania did for Moose Jaw there, too. If you're wondering what to do with the kids, maybe you're on holidays with them. Well, what about an afternoon matinee? Dinosaurs Still Rule, Jurassic World Rebirth, made its debut last Wednesday for the July 4th weekend stateside, and it is just cooking right across the world right now. It's already raked in $318 million worldwide. It's the biggest opening of the year so far.